This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Today is Administrative Professionals Day, the new term for Secretary's Day. Let's be honest for a moment here. It's a little bit of a guilt-based holiday. Not that the assistant doesn't deserve the card, the flowers, the gift certificate, the day of beauty that has become de rigueur, but can a boss really not celebrate this day? Day to Day's Mike Pesca investigates.
In 1952, Harry Klemfis, a public relations exec at Young & Rubicam, had just been handed the Dictaphone Corporation account. Dictaphone's signature machines were so efficient that the need for human contact had all but been eliminated. Klemfis, now 86, remembers the situation this way.
There was this problem of secretaries and dictaphones, and they're not really getting along well together.
As secretaries took notes from a machine which didn't say please or ask after their kids, workplace satisfaction suffered. It seemed to Klemfis that now that the men were back from war and Rosie had put down her riveting gun, women were being taken for granted in the workplace. Secretary's Day was the solution, and the Secretary of Commerce proclaimed Secretary's Day in June of 1952. He was apparently unbothered by the obvious self-interest. Secretary's Day has since become a tradition, and in some offices a bit of a routine. Take Denise Johnson, who was waiting for her bus home to Queens at 5 p.m. yesterday.
And what do you do?
Legal secretary.
And so are you excited about tomorrow?
What's tomorrow?
I thought you said you were a secretary.
Yeah. Oh, Secretary's Day. No.
So it's not exactly like Christmas.
No. It doesn't do anything for me.
As for the bosses, there was Steve, who didn't want to give his name for reasons that will become apparent. He was waiting for a train yesterday in Penn Station.
If my administrative support is not good, I wouldn't give it to him.
Seriously? So it's like a tip at a restaurant?
There you go.
Are there years where you don't give it to him?
Absolutely.
Really? So they know where they stand.
That's right.
You're a tough boss.
Hey, well, you know, that's the way it goes.
Leslie Bolton of Queens speaks for middle management.
So tomorrow, is there already today a buzz in the office about the big day tomorrow?
No.
Secretary's Day.
Oh, that. Well, yes, on our regular calendar it says Administrative Assistance Day or something like that.
That name change takes some of the zing out of the holiday. In the opinion of its creator, Harry Klemfis, if the day's original name were Administrative Professionals Day, it would never have even gotten off the ground.
No, because what catches on is the secretary, you know, and she is the focus of it, and she's the whole reason for it. This is, for some reason, bothered the hell out of the National Secretaries Association.
The day's name is not the only thing about it that has become hard to pin down. Hallmark makes 36 cards for the day, 26 more in Spanish, but they have such vague pronouncements as "to a true professional" and "I appreciate what you do." The muddled nature of Secretary's Day all goes back to the fact that Klemfis never actually solved the Dictaphone Corporation's original problem of machines replacing man and woman in the workplace. Secretary's Day has always been more of an apology than a celebration. But at least most secretaries, except occasionally Steve's, deserve a round of thanks. And his underlings may note, Boss's Day is October 16th. Steve probably doesn't need to mark his calendar. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.